Okay, I'm just standing in Lower Kirkgate. You're just about to tell me of the things that are happening in Bradford?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Bradford's got, what, 10,000 Asian-owned businesses. And they employ Asians, simple as that. We create business in this city. So anybody says we give Bradford a bad name, well, they're just talking lies. We've developed this all this inner city area, and that's so like BNP says that these are no-go areas. Where is a no-go area? Have you ever seen a no-go area in Bradford?
So how have you worked with other communities in Bradford?
You don't need to. Everybody gets along. This ain't Mogadishu, it's Bradford. You know, you've got a police force, everybody obeys the law, we all pay our council taxes, and every community's got a bunch of what I call wankers. Once they get mature, once they hit 24 and they become a bit more sensible and they grow out of it, all it is, they put the spotlight on Bradford too long. Every day it's the spotlight's on Bradford, or the magnifying glasses on Bradford. Why?
What,
go to Dublin, go to Belfast, see what's happening in Belfast. Belfast, they petrol bombing the police, no one even gets arrested. They get reprimanded, or they get cautions. So Bradford is one of the best cities to live in, I can guarantee you that. So, anything else you want to know, ask me.
What should the people in Bradford be doing to counter this bad press?
Ignore them, totally. Ignore the EDL, go about your daily business. It's Ramadan anyway. Most of the Asian kids ain't got no energy to confront these lot. Most of them are sleeping off at home. So, EDL, football hooligans, thugs, doldossers, that's what they are. They represent 0.001% of British society. And that's all they're always going to be. Let them rap England. They're not pro-English, they're not pro-British. These are just what we call hooligans. Anything else you want to know?
That's fine. Would you mind if I ask you your name?
Yes, Rashid Khan.
Thanks very much, Rashid.
Okay, fella. My most rowdy behaviour in estates are because of young kids drinking. You walk around in any estate in that home with a county, if you're an Asian, you're going to get either abused or you're going to get beat up. You don't believe me, dress like me, or walk through one wood.
I'm okay on that.
So, I don't know, maybe they've got it in for Bradford.
Are there things that you think that your community could be doing to engage with this problem better?
Do you know what it is? There is no such thing as community. It's just one big city, just like any other city. This is not a village. It's a city, it's a metropolitan area. Everybody only knows a few people down the street. Even the Asians don't get along. You've got your little divisions between them as well. So that community, everybody getting along, that's just... Coppers keep the peace, everyone's well fed, and as long as they've got a job or they're education, everybody gets along. That's how it works. You've got your drugs, that's any major city. You've got your weed, you've got your heroin, you've got your coke kicking. That's with all the youngsters. That's not any Pakistani or English, but everybody's doing that. That's not just the Bradford. So all that stuff, like, you know, when they say community should get together, there is no such thing as community. That includes it. In any city, you go to any major city, there's no such thing as a community anymore. That finished in the 18th century, communities. Now it's just capitalism. Everybody's a capitalist walking around.
And do you want to change that?
You can't change it because it's a global thing now. You're all part of it. You can't break out of it now. I mean, if you want to start hugging trees and go off to some forest, that's up to you, but you ain't going to change nothing. Because you're a minority now. Am I right or not?
Yeah, fair. Anyway.
Just keep your head down and just get along. Live your life as best as you can.
Thanks very much, Rashid.